You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You know, we haven't played detective around here in a while. It's about time we do that. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio.
What are we detecting today?
Well, the NFL schedule. So coming up later this hour, we will get to the latest on Hugh holding the line, which becomes more ridiculous by the day.
He knows he's not.
Yeah, it's cooked. We're also going to have Ashlyn on the show at 1 o'clock today. We were originally going to have her now. We're going to move her back to 1 o'clock after the Flyers. End of season press conference. We'll talk to Ashlyn Sullivan, and the Phillies, of course, start a big series tonight in Boston. We'll talk about that coming up. 215-592-9494. But, Hugh, we continue to get some leaks with the NFL schedule. So let's start what the big one was last night. Hugh, I was going to ask you, but I don't need to ask you anymore, what you're doing on Thanksgiving, because you're hanging out with me.
I'm going to be working.
Yeah, we're doing the pregame show, Eagles and Cowboys on Thanksgiving. What do you think?
I'm excited. Well, at least I ain't got made no Thanksgiving plans, so I guess if I was trying
to... Well, that's a spin. I guess you don't have to worry about what you're doing on Thanksgiving now.
Yeah, if I was trying to actively date and meet somebody's parents, that ain't going to happen, messing around with y'all.
Date somebody on Thanksgiving?
Well, you know, sometimes people want you to meet their parents if you get to that point.
So basically, you think
you're going to get to that point by November?
I mean, I'm being...
You got to secure a date first before you start meeting parents, buddy.
I'm just saying... We talk about hypotheticals, that could be the case.
Right, so fantasy land.
It is amazing how your first thought was, I get out of meeting the parents on Thanksgiving.
I might get out of meeting the parents.
Expecting to have to meet.
Yeah. You got to meet
some
nobody.
Some poor woman's parents.
Yeah, you got to meet nobody.
Okay, so that's one thing, yeah. I mean, look.
That's good. Everyone cares about how this affects you personally.
No, I'm just saying, because you know how it is. Like, people say, hey, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? I got to work.
Yep.
Easy.
Can I give my take? It's fun. I'm excited for the Eagles and Cowboys on Thanksgiving.
Nobody's nasty ass Thanksgiving food,
either. I always have good Thanksgiving.
Hold on.
Everybody can't cook, man. Everybody. Well,
I have good Thanksgiving.
Some people need to just stop.
Well, usually, who has to stop?
Some people just need to stop.
I think you haven't had a good Thanksgiving.
No, I'm just saying.
What do you contribute? What do you usually bring? What do you bring to Thanksgiving?
I bring good times and liquor.
Oh, yeah, so nothing, basically.
You bring
judgment on other people's food without bringing any food yourself.
You know what, Kyle? I do bring judgment.
Here is the question, because you and I are going to be here in the studio doing the pregame show for Eagles Cowboys on Thanksgiving.
Who cooking for us?
Well, are we having Blue Jeans cater some Thanksgiving food?
Well, obviously.
Sounds like that's more of an ask.
Well, it's a holiday.
We'll Uber Eats it and then expense it.
It's a demand.
Uber. Uber Eats.
We're going to expense it. Don't worry.
Wait a minute, but who cooking? Like, we got to get somebody to cook, though. Like, who cooking on Thanksgiving?
When I saw the news last night, the discussion already began. So what we do in my house is we host sometimes, or we have it here, or sometimes we go down to Maryland. Mm-hmm. This is the year we're supposed to go to Maryland. I think they're leaving me. I think I'm going to be all by myself.
Oh, you're going to be abandoned.
Yeah, so I need food, right? Oh. So that's going to be on Blue Jeans.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, we're going to cater the food. Yeah. Anyway, I think it's fun. I think it's a fun matchup. So the last time we had
Who's going to get to cook, though? Because everybody can, like,
do you want to talk about the game or just the food?
Both of them are equally important.
Can we
can't just have anybody cooking Thanksgiving dinner, man. That's all I'm saying. We can get back to the game.
Okay.
Yeah, we can, because we got time, but we can't just be eating anybody's cooking.
It's May. I think we could figure out a meal by November. Fine. Anyway.
Yeah, we have a show.
Eagles and Cowboys on Thanksgiving. I think it's a really fun thing. Look, the way I thought about it this morning was, we have to watch the Cowboys on Thanksgiving anyway, right? And unless you're just a weirdo that boycotts the game, but who does that? You're going to watch the Cowboys on Thanksgiving anyway. I'd rather watch the Eagles and Cowboys than the Cowboys.
I'd rather watch the Eagles kick the Cowboys' butt on Thanksgiving.
Which is the last time we had this, they did. What was that, 2014? Mark Sanchez went down there?
13, I think. Was that the Jordan Matthews OT winner?
No, I thought the OT winner from Matthews.
Oh, no, that's right. No, we kicked their ass. It was like 33-10 or something.
The Matthews game, if my memory serves, was the next season on like a Sunday night game.
Right, okay.
With Bradford.
Yep.
Sanchez was Thanksgiving.
Sanchez carved them up.
He carved them up. Eagles
carved them up is crazy.
I did not did not realize.
He sliced them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all just going to keep going
with the Eagles.
With the analogy.
Guard them up like a turkey.
Y'all just going to keep going with those.
Yeah, those Cowboys were plump and ready
put
to be sliced
holes
up.
In that defense.
They were cooked. All right. I think the Eagles, by the way, were 9-3 when they walked out of Dallas that Thanksgiving. And then the season fell apart under Chip after that. Anyway, Hugh, Eagles, Cowboys on Thanksgiving. That's the first full, you know, and not like a rumor leak. That was put out there by NBC. The game is on Thanksgiving, the Eagles and the Cowboys.
Exciting. Yeah, that's a pretty good game.
All right, so that we know. We also know some more about week one as we try to piece it together. So yesterday, I recklessly speculated, I guessed, and I still stick by this. My guess is we're going to get the Commanders in week one. I'm just piecing things together. I think we're getting the Commanders in week one. But we now know this about week one, Hugh. Monday Night Football, Denver and the Kansas City Chiefs. You know what
that
tells me?
That's going to be a good one. That your boy going to be healthy.
Uh-huh. I don't think the NFL puts the Chiefs in that first Monday night spot unless...
If your boy is not playing.
Uh-huh. They have some good feeling from the Chiefs that Patrick Mahomes is going to be ready for week one.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So Chiefs and Broncos week one Monday night. That's a fun one. We know Giants-Cowboys is the first Sunday night game. We know the 49ers and the Rams will play on the first Thursday night game. And a rumor, this is only a rumor, but it's, I guess, a report coming out of New England that the Patriots will face off against the Seahawks on the first opening game of the season, the opening game.
The Thursday night game?
Yeah, well, it's actually this year going to be Wednesday because Thursday night is going to be the 49ers or Rams from Australia.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
Just with the time difference, they're putting the Seahawks, who get the opener because they won the Super Bowl, on Wednesday night. But, Hugh, that means it's a Super Bowl rematch. It also means something else.
What that mean?
That means all of us, as a collective, as a fan base, we get to watch the opener of the NFL season, and I'm pretty darn sure we're going to watch A.J. Brown play football that night for the New England Patriots.
Hold the line.
No.
Love isn't always on time.
Nope.
Whoa.
Nope, Hugh, it's the Patriots.
Sometimes we do need to live in reality, though.
Not today. Well, he's still an Eagle too. Yeah, I mean, listen, I read the tea leaves. I'm still here though. This is where I stay until it happens. And then after that, we will have that.
Hold on. Can I just make this clear? You don't have to do this.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
You absolutely do not.
Until it happens, I do. I'm here.
Hold
the line.
All right. If the rumor is true and it's the Patriots,
what do you
think of the NFL's decision? Because a lot of people were speculating the Bears, right? The Bears coming off a big season last year. Caleb Williams, number one pick, Ben Johnson. People were speculating the Bears as the first game of the season against the Seahawks. You know, it's a good matchup.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots angle is interesting because it's almost like they could take all the drama and build it to the first game. Right? Like all summer, it's all the Vrabel stuff is going to go. It's not going away. So that leads right to the opening kickoff of the season, Super Bowl rematch, the A.J. Brown thing. Don't hold any lines. He's going to be on the Patriots. And Vrabel out there
with all that
front
drama,
and center.
All that drama that he got going on. How do you think they frame those questions, though? The tumultuous offseason for Mike Vrabel.
Mike Vrabel in the headlines all season, all offseason.
That'll probably be the story. But I don't see how the NFL embraces that. I don't see how. I mean, it's they're not trying to embrace it, but that's what people are going to want to talk about.
Well, it also feels like an old school WWF. Any publicity is good publicity. Like,
yeah, it does feel like that.
I mean, it's an Eric Bischoff thing. I mean, it's like, you know, like that's a big spot. The first game of the season. We were trying to figure out this morning the last time we had a Super Bowl rematch to start the season, and we think it was Broncos-Panthers way back in the day. So it's been a while, but it sounds like that might be the opener. So Patriots and Seahawks to start the season, Rams 49ers, Giants-Cowboys, and the Chiefs and the Broncos, the primetime games. Well, you know, as we get more of the week one matchups, it's kind of a process of elimination of who the Eagles get based on who that's not in a game yet and who's on their schedule. My guess is the Commanders. We'll see over the next couple of days. We're also going to get the international games tomorrow. And there is some rumor out there and some thoughts out there the Eagles are going to get an international game this season.
You think so?
Yes. I heard Elliot this morning on with the morning show. He was asked about that, and he guessed if we get one, it will be the Eagles going to London potentially in early October. That idea is out there.
London doesn't deserve us.
Well, we went there in 18. Mm-hmm. Same game, right? It was Jaguars-Eagles? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
London. Mm-hmm. That's far.
Well, it's in
Europe. Thanks for the insight.
I'm like, whoa, that's a... before our trip.
Yeah, you know, we always talk about which segments we send to the to get the Marconi.
Captain Obvious.
London is full.
5 minutes on what am I going to eat this Thanksgiving? Who's cooking? And London,
no, man,
that's
an important meal. That's an important meal.
Well,
and it
well,
is
we're
far.
Working.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, what are we going to do in case, you know what I mean? What are we going to do? What are we doing on that game if they're in London? Where we at? We in the studio?
If the Eagles go to London?
Yeah.
No, I think we should
this
go to
whole
London.
Segment has been Hugh figuring out what he's going to do around
no,
the Eagles.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just trying
no
to say,
cares,
man, London far. It's far, man.
Yes. Another,
and that means
another great observation.
You talking about we might have to go?
That'd be awesome, yeah.
I ain't trying to do all that. Well, that's far.
Buckle up, man.
You trying to go that far?
Douglas abroad.
I can't say it's far as if you have to trek or like row.
You had to ride a boat.
You just sit in a plane and then you land there.
Yeah, take a nap.
I did hear they got some good greens over there, though.
All right.
Good greens?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They got
You're not talking about kale, are you?
I ain't talking about no spinach.
No, I didn't think so.
They got some good greens.
Okay. Anything else on the schedule?
Yeah, this is great.
Good
awesome stuff, man.
We're going to get that Marconi yet, baby. There it is.
Well, right if
there.
We get it, it's the segment right
Everyone
here.
Everyone is huddled around the radios right now.
Waiting to see what the hell is about to happen.
It's like the old fireside chats with FDR.
No,
let's
I'm just saying,
let's
man.
See what the president has to say.
So I'm just saying, okay, if we go, how many days are we going to pack? How long is that? How long are we going
to Are we talking about a potential
again,
trip
just
to London?
No, these are logistics that.
I'm just saying,
we'll
dog. These are things that
all
I have to worry
we don't
about.
Even know if we're going.
Okay,
yet.
Fine.
If you want to talk about a potential midday show trip to London, if I think this is more of a discussion tomorrow when we find out what the international
okay, fine.
Game. Well,
let's
okay,
let's wait and see. But okay, if it is, I'm just saying.
You know what, you guys?
Well, at least it has some legs tomorrow.
I'm having anxiety about that traveling.
Okay, yeah, relax.
Well, that's good.
It's May.
I know, but it's the thought. It's the thought. I don't know who's cooking this Thanksgiving meal.
See.
I don't know about
maybe,
this
maybe,
London
maybe
trip.
We get to some calls.
So let's all right. The last thing is you should just have been honest that you're not excited about Thanksgiving.
Nah.
I mean you're not. You said nah. You were, but you
I
really
I am excited.
No, you're not.
You
I am
for
excited.
A big Thanksgiving guy.
I am. I'm not.
I love Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is awesome.
Everybody can't cook. And you know what the
Stop
worst
part? Stop worrying about who's cooking
you
the turkey.
Invited and people be making that
It sounds
dry
like you have
turkey.
Somebody specific in mind.
I ain't got nobody in mind.
When was the last Thanksgiving you went to?
Not gonna say.
Okay. Well, whoever you are, Hugh thinks that you're not a very good cook and that your turkey's dry.
Dry ass.
Let's
turkey.
Go. That's
pretty much out in the open.
Back
right
to the phone lines here.
Get dry ass.
Let's go to Aaron in San Diego. Aaron.
Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Oh,
there
boom, that's okay.
All right, what do you got, Aaron?
We've got a lot to cover. We got Eagles, we got Sixers, we got Flyers, we got Hugh Douglas's butchering of the Spanish language, and I got to finish off with that Hobbit from Middle Earth. as far as the Eagles, Joe Giglio, I will not take your rage bait. I will not bite on it, what? Okay? After this year's performance by the Sky Marshal, it is going to do nothing but leave you and Kyle and the rest of the Jalen Hurts haters. All you're going to be able to do mm-hmm. is bend the knee and kiss the Sky Marshal's ring. And as far as the Sixers and Flyers, how can you have two teams that both get swept and be on opposite ends of the spectrum in terms of what the future looks like? I mean, as far as Daryl Morey, put him in a cannon, fire him out of Philadelphia, be gone with you. As far as Embiid and George, I want them to stick around. I want us to eat crow. I want Josh Harris to have to suffer through miserable seasons, okay? I don't want any draft picks given up. I want to hire somebody from OKC's upper management system. I want him to build this team from draft picks and young talent. And as far as the Flyers, my goodness, the future is so bright. You know, players under 25 years old, Zegras, Forrester, Martone, Barkey, Bump, Drysdale, York. I mean, we are loaded with young talent, and I can't wait for next year. And then as far as Hugh Douglas, you know, Hugh, you know, every time that I hear you say tortilla, I feel like the dueling banjos music should be playing in the background, okay? The I-L-L sounds like an E, so it's tortilla, whether it be corn or flour. I prefer flour. Oh, and then J's are H's. So if you come out to San Diego, you're not going to El Cajon or La Jolla. It's El Cajon and La Jolla, my friend.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
Middletown. Chris, you're right. My waistline stopped holding the line years ago. Okay, but guess what, buddy? I have one thing that you lost a long time ago, and the only way that you're getting it back is you have to buy a round trip ticket to Istanbul, and that's H-E-Y-R. Everybody have a great day.
All right, you got it, Aaron.
No, he ain't lying about that, though. They got a procedure over there where, you know, they take the hair and they put little holes in it. And
don't they do something similar here?
They do, but it's like over there. It's like a whole machine where you can get a whole hairline.
Holes in your hair?
Oh. Well, yeah, because they take
like the
hair
restoration.
Yeah, they take the hair follicles.
Yeah,
They hair harvest.
They do. It's pretty similar, I think, what they do here.
They do the same
If they have the technology there, why can't they just do it here?
No, I'm just saying it's called hair harvesting. But it's like it's cheaper over there.
You thinking about it?
Cheaper. I mean, I've had friends that have had it done.
Does it look good?
Does it look good? No.
All of Hugh's venture. Hugh's going to end up like a cyborg, dude.
No, I'm not.
He's going to be on Ozempic. He's going to be in assisted living.
I need someone to use AI to make a picture of Hugh on Ozempic with hair.
That'd be awesome. That'd be an awesome look.
All right.
I'm not that pressed to have hair, though. I'm okay with not having hair.
Well, we can tell.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm just saying, I you know, went down a rabbit hole.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, one night and saw
you
that.
Thought about it?
No, I saw the dudes with the hair. It looked like it hurt. Because, like, the last time I had
it. Well, putting holes in your head, of course.
No, listen, and then when it heals, it's like the worst. Like the healing, I did it.
But you did this already.
Yeah, I did it, but it hurt.
You had a failed hair restoration.
Yeah, I did. It hurt. No, I just didn't finish.
What do you mean?
Finish.
You started the process and then gave up?
Yeah, because it hurt. It hurt bad. It hurt really bad. So I was like, I'm good. I don't want hair.
You know, we always hear about the positive hair restoration stories. Here's the other side of it.
No, it hurt.
Stop the progress halfway through. End up like Hugh Douglas.
No, because they're supposed to. If I'd have filled in the back, I'd have been good to go. Because they did the front, right? But I didn't let them do the back because I was like, I'm cool.
They're looking at the schedule. Where's Douglas? He's supposed to be here for his appointment.
I'm not doing it. Didn't do it.
Okay, let's go to Matt in Germantown. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's the word?
What's up,
man? I got Kyle Jeremy with that crazy mustache. I got your name today, Joe, is Joe McClain.
It's a normal mustache.
Joe McClain, because he's trying to investigate his diehard on, you know, the season and everything.
Yep.
And for Hugh, I think, I forget the teacher's name from The Incredibles that was trying to catch Dash, but I think that's where we're at with it. It's Hugh and from the teacher from The Incredibles. Cause him in that red book, he's trying to capture everything because he misses the blue one. It's very unfortunate.
It's not the same. It really,
it's not the same. The blue is the blue.
That's what I'm saying. He's a creature of habit. So y'all got to, like, come on. All right. I just got a couple quick things. Mm-hmm. One, I think that Daryl Morey should be put on, like, some type of timeline if he can either offload or restructure these horrible contracts so we can, you know, reload and build around Tyrese and VJ. That's my Sixers point. And if he can't do that, he got to go. My Eagles point, two reasons why I think that we're going to be A-OK, and nobody's talking about it, ironically, but I was in the ether, as Brother Hugh likes to be in as well. So he should be able to corroborate this. We have the seventh. Allegedly the seventh easiest schedule of the league, in the entire league.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also coming into an offense that nobody has seen us run yet. So that, to me, screams MVP. So you heard it here first from Matt in Germantown. It's going to be an MVP season for Jalen. And I think we're definitely going to have that. All these other things are just formalities. But I think if Jalen gets an MVP season, Nick Sirianni might be out the door, whether we win a Super Bowl or not.
Well, Matt, so a couple things. One, it's great you point up the strength of schedule, and we appreciate the phone call. So, Hugh, what he's referencing is, if you look at the, we already know the opponents, right? Everyone knows everyone's opponents as soon as the year ends, because it's a formula. It's based on who finished first place, second place, all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
And then it just rotates with divisions you play. So we've known the Eagles' opponents
for a while.
Since January. And what we're going to find out Thursday, you know, the whole schedule will be out, is the order, how many home in a row, how many road in a row, like long road trips, right, short weeks, rest differential, all that kind of stuff. But based on the teams they are set to play, the Eagles are projected, Warren Sharp had this, to have the seventh easiest strength of schedule when you look at the projected win totals of all the teams and then obviously the teams they're going to face. So the schedule on before we see what it looks like doesn't look very difficult.
That daunting.
Yes.
Yeah, and you just got to – I think you have enough talent that you build this offense the right way. You're going to allow your talent to kind of take over and do the thing that you can't survive this. You can't survive the growing pains, if you will, of implementing a new offense and your quarterback having success. Because realistically, when you look at the last couple offenses that we've had,
yeah,
he's been able to adapt pretty well to them. Even if they were, you know, even last year's offense with Kevin Petullo, it was bad, but you were still able to eke out some wins with that schedule.
So let me ask you this, because I pulled up the opponents here, okay? And again, well, Thursday we'll know the full how it looks. I get that they may have the seventh easiest in terms of projected win total strength mm-hmm. of schedule. When I look at schedules, and we'll do this, I can't wait to do it on Friday. You know what the first thing I look is? The first thing I look is, how many tomato cans do you have?
Tomato cans.
And I'm going to tell you guys, I understand the ranking says they have the seventh easiest strength of schedule. Guys, I don't see many tomato cans. You ready? Let me go through the opponents, right? So we'll find
out. You're the AFC South, right?
The AFC South, yes. But the AFC South had two playoff teams last year.
Yeah, you got Indianapolis, right?
And well, no, they didn't make it.
No, Houston,
Jaguars won 13
Houston
games.
Houston and Jacksonville.
Yes.
Jacksonville got a pretty good defense.
Right, so I don't think either – let me just go through the opponents. When I hit a team that you think is a tomato can, that right now you could say, no question win, you'd stop me, okay? Cowboys, Giants, Commanders.
Giants.
You think Giants tomato can? I think
the Giants. I think they're going to be better.
Yeah.
But I think you should get the Giants. I think you should get the
both
Giants.
Both times? We didn't get them both times last year.
Yeah, they play with a lot of bravado.
So I never think division games unless the team is like.
Okay, I give you that one. Yeah. I'll pull that one back.
I don't think there's going to be a tomato can in the NFCs this
you,
year.
You don't think Indy? Indy's well, not
in the NFC East.
Yeah,
Commanders are tomato can.
I'm not sure.
I'm positive
okay.
they are.
All right, so you think there's one tomato can on the schedule?
Yep.
That's the Commanders twice.
Yes.
Okay, let me keep going. Rams, Seahawks, Panthers, Steelers, Colts, Texans.
I think the Colts might be.
I could see fall off too.
Yeah, I think the Colts might be.
Okay. I guess maybe
I think they have tomato can potential.
Okay.
Yeah, me too. Pittsburgh too.
Of those, I don't see one of those teams as a no doubt tomato can. Let's go to those are the home games. Away games: Dallas, Giants, Commanders, Titans. Titans
tomato
still
can.
Probably tomato still can. Tomato can.
I agree.
Tomato can.
Jaguars no. Bears no. 49ers, no. Cardinals, yes.
Yes.
So I only see it as two of the 17 games that the opponents we know. To me, there's only two definite tomato cans. That would be Titans and Cardinals.
Yeah, but I think it's also fair to look at it the other way. Like some of the ones that like are no doubt tough games could end up being like we'll see what happens the week leading up.
Yeah, of
right?
course.
I mean, there's going to be injuries. We'll see. What it looks like in terms of are they coming off? Is it like a team's third straight road game or something
yep.
like that? Like there's always that.
That always changes.
And there's
it.
Always yeah. surprise teams who are better than we think going in and worse than we think going into the season.
I don't know what the I want to say Houston, but I don't. They got a pretty good defense.
Yeah, I don't
too.
Think they're a tomato can. No.
Yeah, they got a pretty good defense.
Defense is too good. Yeah, I mean, if there's one more team on the schedule, I think could go belly up. The Steelers could be bad. It's the first year
yeah.
without Tomlin.
Yeah,
yeah.
They have no quarterback. I mean, that team, they could end up winning 5-6 games this year. They could be bad. So maybe it's a third tomato can. I always look at that when I look at the strength of schedule. Like, how many, you can just close your eyes and say wins.
I think two no-doubt tomato cans and, like, two, three potential tomato cans.
Yeah, that's a fair way to put it. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here. Daryl Morey, should he be fired? Yes. Do you expect him to be? I do. Where do you come down on that? Jalen Hurts, do you expect a new Hurts? Report from Jeremy Fowler, he's buying in to the new offense. Hughes all in on the brand new Jalen Hurts. Where do you come down on Hurts and what you expect of the way he's going to play this year? I think it's going to take time, and I need to see it to believe it. Your take on the Thanksgiving game? Hughes worried about what he's going to eat that day. We'll just cater food to you. I mean, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, but it all depends on who's catering it, though. You can't just have anybody catering.
Well, but who's anybody?
We did get AI Ozempic and Hairplug Hugh, by the way.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. Thank you so much for that. Ashton will join us at 1. And on the other side, the latest update on A.J. Brown, where he is this week, what he's doing, and how Hugh's going to spin it. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
But right now, I'm going to tell you about these Wawa tacos. And it's not about my enunciation. It's about how good these tacos are. Wawa's expanding its fresh prepared food lineup with a launch of seasoned beef tacos, and they're available for a limited time. These cheesy beefy tacos feature warm tortillas filled with Wawa's savory seasoned beef and fresh toppings. The new tacos deliver a craveable handheld protein option. You can get your tacos in the choice of beef, chicken, steak. You can get some black beans. You get some shredded cheddar cheese and up to two spreads. I got the garden aioli, the garlic aioli. It was pretty good. And, you know, I always got to go with the lettuce. Always going with the lettuce. But I think I'm going to kind of switch it up today because I'm going to get some tacos. And it's all packed in a 6-inch soft flour tortilla for when you're on the go. Wawa seasoned beef offering introduces a new way for you to enjoy bold flavor on the go. Anchored by tacos as the hero with seasoned beef available across multiple formats. The formats that I'm talking about, you get them in quesadillas. You get them in tacos, burritos, and bowls. But all of this for a limited time while they last, people. The lineup allows you to mix and match and enjoy multiple items, making it easy to build your dinner for the evening. So check out Wawa's new seasoned beef tacos at your local Wawa today.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.